Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello and happy holidays to everyone on this lovely day. I'm so excited to be here with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who's back again this week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to join you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just as excited as we are to get started today, but first, let's thank our sponsors.
Of course. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, I call today's show a classical holiday. This was a very difficult show to put together as there are tons of great classical music for the holiday season. I have compiled a few that have significance, whether it be an unlikely composer writing outside of their typical element, or the familiarity of classical music you have heard before in a commercial, on television, or on the big screen.
Well, I'm sure whatever you brought will be exciting.
Well, let's dive right in. The first piece is Franz Liszt's Christmas Tree Suite, who seems the last person who would write such a charming Christmas music. Virtuoso fireworks, desperate passion, and the smell of hellfire was more his line. But by 1881, he turned 70 and became a mild, introspective clergyman. His music had become gentle, as this Christmas Tree Suite shows. In the autumn, he went to stay in a modest hotel in Rome, where his granddaughter Daniela kept him company. On Christmas Day, he played the suite for her and a few guests. This movement pictures the shepherds around the crib and quotes the carol In Dulci Jubilo.
Thank you.
Very sweet and serene. Not like any of Liszt's music I've ever heard before.
I agree, Jamie. But we do expect something like this from our next composer. If anyone at home is wondering why I'm playing this piece, well, it's the greatest Christmas piece ever written. And also because it has a wonderful example of that quintessential Christmas genre, the pastoral. Shepherds were first on the scene of the miraculous birth of Christ, and the shepherd's pipe, evoked and made more refined by oboes, has been associated with Christmas down the ages. The tradition of shepherds piping in the streets of Rome during Epiphany goes on to this day, though these days the shepherds are doctors and civil servants in shepherd's dress. Bach's swaying, drowsy pastoral shows the tradition at its peak. This is the pastoral from Bach's Christmas Oratorium.
My, 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 what a genius Bach was in truly capturing the spirit of the holiday season.
A true master of music he was, Jamie. When I tell you about the next composer, you may think I'm not being completely truthful with you.
Oh man, here we go. Did John Cage write a 433 Christmas suite?
Not quite, Jamie, but close. Arnold Schoenberg. Could the grim ogre of modern music really have written a nice Christmas piece? And you're probably asking why a Jewish composer would do such a thing anyway. In fact, Schoenberg liked to celebrate Christmas with his family just like any other Viennese father. He had in fact converted from Judaism to Lutheranism in 1898. He composed some little chamber pieces for the family to play at home, including this exquisite little miniature for two violins, cello, harmonium, and piano. The main tune is the lovely German carol Es ist ein Rose ersprügen, or Lo, how a rose air blooming. But listen out for Silent Night in the strings. This is Christmas Miniature by Arnold Schoenberg.
Thank you.
I have to be honest, Trevor. I didn't expect to like that as much as I did.
Well, I do try to bring good music into the studio every now and then, Jamie. What could be more appropriate for a child's Christmas than the magic kingdom of sweets and presents? That's the scene for Act 2 of Tchaikovsky's last ballet, The Nutcracker. The little girl Clara has helped the Nutcracker shape soldier, defeat the army of wicked mice. He turns into a handsome prince who leads her off to the aforementioned kingdom with the sugar plum fairy, chocolate from Spain, coffee from Arabia, and tea from China. Then comes this wonderful waltz of the flowers.
Thank you.
Now that piece I know very well. I've heard it on many commercials and even in some movies.
Yes, sir, indeed you have. Our final piece is a larger work by great American conductor Leonard Bernstein. His entire career transformed classical music in America and around the world. His Chichester Psalms is one of the most successful mass works by an American composer. This piece needs not much more introduction from one of the greatest to ever live. This is Chichester Psalms.
Oh,
divine. Thank you, Trevor.
No problem, Jamie. As always, it's a joy being here with you. And thank you again to our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. For your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
Have a great holiday and a happy, happy new year. See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.